exchanges were limited to information destined for the annals. The laughter of crows became the laughter of Soulcatcher. A voice said, "I don't think I want to play today after all." A great invisible hand grabbed me and threw me into a windy darkness. I spun like a thrown walnut, even though I was nothing but a dream. I tried controlling it same as I would have had I been walking with the ghost. Once again I was able to take a measure of control. The sensation of spinning went away. As it faded, a feeling of place and time returned, along with an ability to see. It wasn't good seeing. It was fuzzing and short range, like Hagop talked about his vision getting as he got older. But I was in a jungle. Was it familiar? It was a jungle. I've seen a few, and they're all pretty much the same if you can't see more than 20 feet clearly. Bugs out the wazoo. Muted, the screeching of 1,000 birds. A couple of those were inside my circle of vision. I noted that they seemed to see me just fine. I was the reason for all the excitement. I rotated quickly. Jungle for sure, but not short on water. A nasty black pool lay only inches from where my heels would have rested had I had any heels. Monkeys scampered along a branch overhead, rattled by the screeching of the birds, but apparently unable to see me, at least not at that range. One came swinging past a foot from my point of view. She saw me. She was so startled she lost her grip, shrieked in surprise, fell into the black pool, where she started hollering in terror. The crocodile almost got her. Almost. She got out of the water an instant before the jaws snapped. Nothing like some big teeth moving fast to motivate you. The crocodile's effort, however, betrayed it to the crocodile hunters, who materialized an instant later, casting barbed spears. Life is cruel. Those crocodile hunters were unusually nervous. They wondered why the birds were going crazy. They wondered why the monkeys had gone berserk, why one had fallen into the black pool. Understanding them was no problem. They spoke Nguyen Bao as though it was their native tongue, which it was. I was somewhere in the delta. Faintly, faintly, behind the raucous birds, I could sense the amusement of crows. I had no sense of direction. There was no smoke to take me home. I was not just dreaming. I had control, but didn't know what to do with it. Up. Up was always good with smoke. The higher you went, the more the earth looked like an incredibly detailed map. Then you needed only find a landmark you knew. I went up. I was in the nastiest, most untamed part of the delta. The whole world was black water, bugs, and densely packed trees. That was very nearly my idea of hell. I had to go way up above where the buzzards soar to see anything else. In the meantime, psychic chills twisted the imaginary me. Fear gnawed hard and deep. Rising with me was a momentary certainty that I would never find any landmark. The sun was a landmark, if you had eyes to see it. I could not see much very well, not even the birds that shield away. So I could not find a landmark the logical way. Well, there was a different green over that way. The different green proved to be empty rice paddies. I zigged this way, zagged that, found a village, found the path that ran out of the village and followed it.